Use and Care Guide, American Printing House for the Blind, Handy Cassette, Tape Recorder, Player. GE APH Model 3-5184. Record Serial Number. According to some state laws, and in the event service should be required, you may need both model and serial numbers. Please record the serial number on your booklet for future reference. This tape recorder was specifically designed to provide optimum record and playback capability using pre-recorded talking book or blank tape cassettes. Your recorder is equipped with 4-track record and play capability at either high, 1 7/8 IPS, or low, 15/16 IPS tape speeds. In addition, the machine is capable of variable speed playback in either speed mode to achieve operation throughout the speed range of 0.85 times to 2.0 times of either 1 7/8 or 15/16 IPS manual speed. Note: the batteries in the tape recorder contain only a small charge at the time of shipping and should not be relied upon for extensive use without recharging. If possible, switch to electrical power now by connecting the AC power converter cord to the 6-volt DC jack on the right side of the recorder, the side with the carrying strap, and plugging the converter into an AC outlet. Controls and features. All reference to controls in the instructions are based on the cassette door facing you, carry strap to the right, tape operation buttons to the left. Left side of cabinet. Tape operation buttons. Record. Top button. Symbol. Dot in oval depression. Play. Second button down. Symbol. Circle. Rewind. Third button down. Symbol. Arrow pointing toward play button. Fast forward. Fourth button down. Symbol. Arrow pointing away from play button. Stop. Eject. Fifth button down. Symbol, X. Pause. Sixth button down. Symbol, straight line. Built-in condenser microphone, top of left side of cabinet. Top side of cabinet, left to right. Variable speech control. VSC, trademark. On-off switch. External microphone jack. Remote control jack. Headphone jack. Volume control. Left, minimum. Right, maximum. Top of cassette door. Upper left corner to upper right. Microphone, or mic. Sensitivity switch. Up, high. Down, low. VSC, trademark, pitch control. Top slide control. VSC, trademark, speed control. Bottom slide control. Right side of cabinet, top to bottom. Carry strap. Record index button. Symbol, 6 dots. Tape speed switch. Toward strap, high. Away from strap, low. Track select switch. Toward strap, 3 and 4. Away from strap, 1 and 2. External power jack. 6-volt DC. Right of center on cassette door. Tape motion sensing window. Cabinet back. Textured for easy identification. Battery compartment at bottom part of cabinet back. Included: AC power converter, GE rechargeable battery pack, monaural headphones. VSC and variable speech control are trademarks of the Variable Speech Control Company of San Francisco. Operating control checklist. Before you attempt to operate recorder, please check the following controls for the proper mode of operation. A. Set volume control to minimum, towards the left, to prevent sound burst. Set VSC on off to off, right. Speed control for normal speed. Set pause button to its neutral up position. Set tape speed and track select switches to appropriate position as indicated below. To play, record, standard mono cassette. Tape speed switch, 1 7/8 IPS. Track select, 1 and 2. To play, record. Standard stereo cassette. Play left channel only. Tape speed switch, 1 and 7/8 IPS. Track select, 1 and 2. To play, record, talking book cassette. Tape speed switch, 15/16. Track select, 1 and 2 for first and second side of cassette. 3 and 4 second time around. To play, record, instruction cassette. Tape speed switch, 1 and 7/8 IPS. Track select, 1 and 2. To insert or remove cassette, the stop eject button, fifth button down on left, symbol X, is used to stop the recorder, eject the cassette, and open the cassette door. An internal interlock prevents the cassette door from opening unless all controls are in the off, up position. To insert or remove a cassette, when any tape operation button is depressed, you must, 1, press stop eject button to return all buttons to their off position. 2. Press stop eject again to open the cassette carry door. If no tape operation buttons are depressed, then the door will open on the first press of stop eject. Cassette insertion. 1. Face side to be used up. 2. Expose tape facing out. 3. Then slide cassette into door. Insert cassette by gently sliding it into the cassette carry, compartment on the underside of the door. Door with the full reel of tape at the left and the exposed tape facing you. Then close door. Tape motion sensing window. Located near the center of the cassette door is a well for tape motion indication. During play, record, rewind, review, and fast-forward preview modes, this device will permit the physical sensing of the tape take-up spindle to identify the movement of tape. A light touch with your fingertip in center of well is sufficient to detect movement. Important: never use excessive or prolonged pressure that could stop rotation. Stopping the indicator for more than a few seconds could cause the tape to wrap around the capstan or pinch roller and damage the cassette. Pause push button, bottom button on left. This feature is most helpful, especially when recording, because you can stop operation momentarily without resetting the control buttons. Depress pause button to stop operation in either play or record modes. Push again to resume operation. Rewind review, third button down on left. Rewind. Depress rewind to run the tape back to the beginning or to any point of your recording. Press stop eject button after you have rewound the desired amount. Review. While in play position, you can momentarily review or rewind a portion of the recorded tape. Press and hold rewind review and listen for the tones or silent periods between selections. The tape will rewind until you release it. Then the unit will resume normal play operation. This feature allows quick scanning or repeat play of hard-to-understand sections without resetting the controls. Fast-forward preview, fourth button down on left. Fast-forward. Depress fast-forward button. Press stop eject button after you have reached the desired location on the tape. Preview. While in play position, you can momentarily preview or fast-forward your recorded tape. Press and hold fast forward preview and listen for the tones or for silent periods between selections. Release the button to continue play operation. Tape playback at standard speed. To listen to your recorded tape cassettes, 1. Be sure VSC trademark switch top side left is in off position to the right and tape speed switch second button down on right is set to high up. 2. Insert cassette and rewind tape to the starting point if necessary. 3. Press the play, second button down on left, symbol, circle, button. 4. Adjust volume, top right, control to your preferred loudness level. Tape playback with VSC, trademark, variable speech control. This speed listening system permits playback of tapes up to 2 times the normal speed and is most useful when listening to voice recordings. The longer you listen, the easier it becomes to comprehend the speech played back at faster speeds. 1. Insert a cassette with a previously recorded voice recording. 2. Set VSC, trademark, switch to on, tape speed switch to high. 3. Adjust VSC, trademark, speed, and pitch controls at top of middle of cassette door to approximately the 1.5 setting, middle. 4. Depress play button and adjust volume to desired listening level. 5. Readjust pitch control, top slide control, to properly synchronize with speed, bottom slide control, to restore the sound to a proper pitch. Note, try different speed and pitch synchronization settings to acquaint yourself with the sound and speed that is best for your comprehension and listening taste. Automatic stop. When your recorder is operating in the play or record modes and the end of tape is reached, the unit will automatically shut itself off both electrically and mechanically. Automatic shutoff is activated by the tension at the end of tape, which signals a shutoff mechanism to stop and turn off the machine. The play and record button or buttons will then turn to the off, up position. When your recorder is operating in the rewind or fast forward modes and the end of tape is reached, you must press stop, eject button. Microphone sensitivity switch. Top left on cassette door. The switch has 2 settings. 1. High, push toward top of set, for recording during meetings and conferences, and 2. Low, push toward bottom of set, for dictation purposes. Built-in microphone recording. 1. Set VSC, trademark, switch to off position. When recording, VSC, trademark, has no effect. Placing the switch in off position allows you to review your recording in standard playback speed without resetting controls. 2. Insert cassette as outlined under to insert or remove cassette. 3. Depress the record button. Play button depresses simultaneously. You are now recording. If the record button does not depress, refer to preventing accidental erasure. 4. To obtain optimum recording quality, place the recorder so the built-in microphone is freely exposed to sound source and as close as convenient. Note, the built-in ALC, automatic level control, will set the record level for optimum recordings regardless of volume setting. 5. When you finish recording, press stop, eject button. Remote microphone, optional, recording. To record with optional remote microphone, number 5-1055, insert the larger of the 2 plugs into the microphone jack and the smaller plug into the remote jack and follow the built-in microphone recording instructions. Note that the remote microphone has an on-off switch that enables you to turn the circuit on-off by remote control. The on position is towards the microphone element. Use the sensing window to monitor or confirm that the unit is on or off. When your recording is complete, press the stop button to completely turn the unit off. Tape speed switch. High position, 1 7/8 IPS, is the tape speed which is compatible with other single speed cassette recorders. When longer recordings are desired, use low position. Low speed, 15/16 IPS, allows up to 2 hours of recording time when using both sides of a 60-minute C60 cassette tape. If low speed is used for recording, it must also be used for playback. Low speed is used for playback of talking book cassettes. Do not change speed while recording. Note, tapes recorded at low speed, 15/16 IPS, are compatible with other APH models and Library of Congress players labeled C73 and higher. Pause control. This unit is equipped with a pause button, bottom button left side, which will stop the recorder in record and play modes for as long as you want. While preparing your next selection or program, simply depress the pause button. When you choose to continue recording or playback, simply press the pause button to release. No tape will be used while the pause button is depressed. Note, when using pause button while recording with built-in microphone, the sensitive microphone will record the click sound you normally hear when depressing the mechanical pause button. Four-track record play. Track select switch is the third button down on the right-hand side of the tape unit. There are two different types of tape head configurations used in the industry for manufacture of tape recorders. To provide optimum play and record time and performance for four-track and two-speed operations, General Electric, jointly with APH and the Library of Congress, adopted a third configuration specifically for the talking book application. Conventional recorders play and record monaural programs which have only two tracks, one on each side of the cassette. Stereo recorders are capable of play and record modes for stereo program material. For stereo, two tracks are used at the same time, called left and right channels, and therefore the cassette has only two sides. Stereo tapes are not recommended since only the left channels, one at a time, can be played on your APH recorder. The right channels will play backwards and sound garbled. The APH tape recorder, monaural, can play and record each of the four tracks separately, which utilizes all four sides of the cassette for extended operation. The track select switch is used for playback of talking book cassettes and standard cassettes, which allows selection of each of four tracks on the tape when used as follows. Talking book cassette. Talking book cassettes use only a quarter of the tape for each track. To record or play back, 1. Set the track select switch to the 1-2 position to play or record the cassette tape on side 1. 2. Flip the cassette over to use side 2. 3. To use the cassette tape on side 3, flip the cassette over again and set the track select switch to the 3-4 position. 4. For the last quarter of the four-track tape, flip the cassette tape over again to use side 4. Tapes recorded at 15/16 IPS, low speed, and in the four-track configuration, such as APH talking book cassettes, allow 4 hours of playback on one C60 recorded cassette. Standard cassette, two-track. When recording or playing standard cassettes, the track select switch must always be left in the 1-2 position. Note, two-track cassettes, often referred to as sides of the cassette tapes, are used in standard monaural cassette recorder players and utilize one half of the tape for side 1. To play or record the remaining half, which is on side 2, you must flip the cassette over. Record index button. Tone index feature records a 70 Hz audible tone signal on tape for cueing or for indexing material for quick identification when scanning tapes of specific previously recorded material. 1. When at the end of any recording selection, press the index button inward for about 2 to 10 seconds to record an index signal. When the index button is pressed, a barely audible, low frequency 70 Hz tone is recorded on the tape, along with whatever else you are recording. For example, if you wish to index the tape with 3 beeps, press the index button while in record 3 times in 5-second intervals, and with at least 5 seconds between each index. For best individual results, do some experimenting on length of index beeps and intervals between beeps. 2. With unit in play mode and fast forward or rewind buttons depressed, the recorded index tone becomes a high-pitched beep sound, with the number and length of beeps you indexed for each selection on your recording. 3. If you wish a replay, return to a specific selection, press the fast-forward or rewind button and count the number of beeps previously recorded until you reach the selection you choose. Note, in playback mode, an index recorded for 10 seconds is about equal to a 1 second beep sound when scanning in rewind. By coding your recordings with the index button, material can be quickly located without the need to play each section. Experiment in both the length and spacing of index tones during record to best suit your own needs for cueing in play mode using rewind or fast forward. Cueing while in play mode allows rapid audible scanning of previous recorded indexed selections in fast forward and rewind. Reduce volume when scanning if the cueing sound level is annoyingly high. Tape erase. There are two ways to erase tape. A. Record over the unwanted recording. B. Erase the tape to a blank condition by inserting optional tape erase plug 5-1804 into microphone jack. Press the record button. When you have erased the entire tape, recorder will shut off automatically. Monaural headphones included. With the headphones plugged in, the speaker is automatically silenced for private listening. Your set is also equipped with monitor capability. When recording through the built-in microphone, you can monitor, listen to, what is being recorded. However, the monitoring volume is fixed at the recording level. In case of difficulty, please review the following. Cassette track switch set correctly? Does the tape speed switch match tape speed of 1 7/8 or 15/16 IPS recorded tapes? Is tape spindle rotating in tape motion sensing indicator? If yes, see note below. No tape movement. Is unit in pause mode? Is volume knob above minimum position or headphone plugged into headphone jack? Play button will not engage. Either end of tape or defective tape. If end of tape, either flip tape over to play other side or rewind to beginning. Record button will not depress. Either using pre-recorded tape with erase guard tabs punched out or no cassette in recorder. Note, most tapes, either blank and pre-recorded, come with a leader at the start of the tape that cannot be recorded. Always allow 5 or 10 seconds at the beginning of the tape prior to recording or when listening to a recorded tape before suspecting trouble. Use tape motion sensing indicator to determine if tape is rotating. Preventing accidental erasure. Whenever you make a recording, any previous recording on the tape is automatically erased. When you have a recording you want to keep permanently, break out the rear left tab of the side you want to save. When a cassette with the tab broken out is inserted in the tape unit, accidental erasure is prevented by a lever in the mechanism that keeps the record button from depressing. Cellophane tape can be placed over the opening if you decide later to record over the original recording. Similarly, you can record over purchased pre-recorded cassettes. Please note, your machine is equipped with a cassette sensing mechanism. This mechanism prevents record button from being depressed when cassette is not in unit. Cleaning the heads. Iron oxide particles from the magnetic tape will in time build up on the parts that come in direct contact with the tape. These deposits can cause incomplete erasure, a muffled sound during playback, and may prevent automatic stop. With the cassette door open and the play button pushed down, gently clean the play record head, erase head, pinch wheel, and capstan. An optional head cleaner is available in tape care kit number 5-1715. Another convenient method is to use the optional cassette head cleaning tape number 5-1108. Battery installation. 1. To open battery compartment door, located at bottom of cabinet back, press on the door and slide it toward the bottom of the recorder. 2. Remove battery holder and insert 4 AA size batteries, not included, into battery holder. Be sure the positive cap end of each battery is installed, pointing away from the spring. Alkaline batteries are recommended for extended battery life, or use optional GE rechargeable battery pack, number 5-1853, included. 3. Insert battery holder, slotted to fit only one way, and replace door. Note, if sound quality deteriorates or if tape reels turn too slowly or not at all, be sure to check with a new set of batteries. Recharge the battery pack or try another cassette before seeking service. Important, be sure to remove batteries when storing set or using AC power converter for more than 30 days. Leaky batteries can badly damage the tape recorder. Always push stop button before storing. This will relieve pressure on certain parts in the tape recorder that might deform after long periods of time. AC power converter included. You can extend battery life substantially by using them only when portable operation is required. When household electrical power is available, use the AC power converter to operate your unit. Batteries may remain in the unit when using the AC power converter. The converter's cord plugs into the 6-volt DC jack on the right side of the unit, automatically disconnecting the batteries, and the converter plugs into an AC household outlet. GE Rechargeable Battery Pack, number 5-1853, included. The above AC power converter was also designed to recharge nickel-cadmium battery pack number 5-1853 when it is installed in the unit and the converter is plugged into AC power. Unlike throwaway batteries, the GE battery pack can remain in the unit and be recharged again and again, ready for use. Other rechargeable batteries, AA size, can be used like standard batteries, but they will not be recharged while in this unit. GE car adapter, number 5-1077, optional. The tape recorder may also be operated from a cigarette lighter receptacle in most cars. The optional accessory adapter plugs into the 6-volt DC jack, which automatically disconnects AA battery power, and into the cigarette lighter receptacle. The car adapter will also recharge the GE nickel-cadmium battery pack. Service. This product should be serviced only by those specially trained in appropriate servicing techniques. Competent service can be obtained from any General Electric authorized service facility or the American Printing House for the Blind. For the name and address of the nearest authorized service facility, write to General Electric Company, Manager, Consumer Relations, 1 College Boulevard, Portsmouth, Virginia, 23705. Attach your sales receipt to the booklet for future reference or jot down the date this product was purchased or received as a gift. This information will be valuable if service should be required during the warranty period. Built for American Printing House for the Blind by General Electric.